We're back, joined now by Mariana Williams, producer of the Long Beach Greatest Storyteller Competition. Welcome.
Thank you.
I was privileged to judge the finals of the competition last December 30th. But Mariana, what a wonderful idea and concept of regular people telling real stories in 5 minutes or less.
That's right. We're asking people to tell a true story that happened to them. They get a light at 5 minutes and then or a little sound cue, and then they have another 1 minute to wrap it up.
But everyone has some story inside of them that's worth telling.
Everybody does, but you know yourself that everybody can't tell it that well. That's why we have a competition. You know, get right to the point, add a little suspense, have a problem they solve, you know, and then they get to the ending, and then hopefully a thunderous applause.
There are preliminary rounds, and then the finals are in December. I was one of the judges, and these are the people that won their preliminary heats. There were six competitors, and let me show a couple of pictures from the Playhouse, the Long Beach Playhouse, where this occurs. This gives you some idea of the size of the audience. It was packed.
Yeah.
You sold out. And here's Jason Bowes, and we'll talk about him in a moment, who was the winner. And here are some pictures of the judges, including yours truly, for that final competition. But Jason, tell us a little bit about Jason.
Well, Jason's a Long Beach poet, and so that made him kind of have an edge on how to tell a story, you would assume, and he did a good job. An interesting thing is when you held up the pictures, the other person pictured is Hiroshi Hosoda, and he won the Long Beach Greatest Storyteller the year before.
And I was there the night he won it, and in my mind, I voted for him. He was wonderful.
And he told an ocean story also.
Both dealt with water.
Both dealt with water and how scary it can be. And here we are in Long Beach. It's perfect.
And I noticed that the both of them told their story as opposed to reading. Some of the contestants, they were very good, but they kind of read it from notes.
Right.
And it has more impact when you're just telling it. You can refer to notes, but kind of tell it.
Right. That's kind of up to the audience. Some of those winners or some of those finalists that you saw at the finals did kind of read their story. But there's an advantage when you read a story because you can find the perfect word. But you know, there's nothing like telling a good story. So we don't want anyone to memorize it like a monologue, but it's the same. It's, you know, we just get who we get, and we've been lucky to get some good people. We're going to do it again in April, our spring show.
The spring contest will be April 28th. Sunday.
Right.
They're always Sunday nights at the Long Beach Playhouse. You can call up the Playhouse, and we'll put the website and phone number at the end of the segment. But if you want to come, I think it's just $5 or $10.
No, it's five.
$5.
It's $10 for the finals.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sunday, April 28th at 7 o'clock, the first round. If you want to compete, you can get information on submitting your application. And you also have a storytelling workshop.
Right. Well, a lot of people, what happened was we get people that never told a story before. Say for last summer, for example, they never told a story before. And then the next day they all email me and they want to do it. Okay, we're ready to do it the next time. Well, the next time's the fall. And that kept happening. So I know the people that once they got a chance to be on that fantastic stage and get a response from 100 or more people, they go, okay, I'm ready to do it again next week. But problem is we have new people every time. So I'm opening a storytelling workshop up for people that had done it before and maybe want to hone their skills or, you know, maybe get prepared before they get up there in the big time.
So on Friday, February 1st, there'll be a workshop at the Playhouse.
Right, there'll be a workshop at the Playhouse.
Give the Playhouse a call to get more information. And there are three rounds. The first one, we mentioned April 28th, and one in the summer, one in the fall, and then the finals again next December.
Exactly.
Everyone has a story. And what's that wonderful Celtic quote that you mentioned to me?
I said, around the hearthstone every night, a storyteller lives forever.
Yeah. It's true.
And it's an anonymous quote, Irish anonymous quote. And another quote that's very good too is Shakespeare. It's tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Wow.
And so think about so many funny stories that we all have. It starts off with this terrible thing that happened, and then it's funny. If
well,
enough time goes by.
Comedy is born of pain.
Okay.
You can quote me.
Art Levine, comedy is born of pain.
And at some future time, we hope to have your famous songwriting husband, Paul Williams, as a guest.
Well.
Paul wrote Evergreen, and We've Only Just Begun, and what a gift to be able to write songs like that.
Yes, it is a gift, and he's a writer too, and he's a storyteller. He was actually a guest storyteller.
He was wonderful. He was wonderful, and he talked about the importance of gratitude in his wonderful, wonderful story.
I roped him in to be a guest storyteller every time on the finals.
Yeah.
And then we had a comedian, and then each time
Wayne was wonderful.
Wayne Fetterman.
Not Wayne's World, but yeah. The world of Wayne Fetterman. He was great. Well, it was a wonderful evening. I was honored to be asked to judge the finals. And if you want to compete, call up the Playhouse. And if you want to just hear these stories that regular folks are telling, just like you and me, it's a joyous evening. And congratulations on putting this together. I know these have been popular all over the country, mm-hmm. and you've brought it to Long Beach.
I have. Okay. They have many podcasts, of storytelling podcasts, about five of them, that you can go on and listen to other people tell stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.